Okay, so what we're doing, so down here, so we started Sota Lamadas. So basically, we did have one share under our belt here. So what's the thing? It's saying is that you're not allowed to talk. Once the laning starts, you're not allowed to talk. Okay, it's awesome. So what's the source? So there's two sources. Okay. One is the Pasuk says, it's the both Pasukim by Ezra, when Ezra read the Torah to the people. So one is, it's like the top there, from fourth beginning lines there. So it says, Bepischa Amdu Kalam. When he opened the Torah to read it, the whole people stood in silence. Okay? Stood in silence. So we said the idea for that was that it's a din of, it's a kavod. Kavod HaTorah, that when the Torah is being read, you don't just start doing your own thing. It's like a bizayon. So you're silent. The speaker starts speaking. You're quiet. Give them respect. Now here it's not respect for the person of the Baal Korah, it's for the Torah. So it's when Pischa, it's like when the Torah is open. So when the Torah is being read, it's Sibor, you don't start doing your own thing. And then not only don't you talk about baseball, but you can't even talk about Dvar Halacha. So he said, because it's like the Kriya of the Tzibor is like the realization of the Torah, of the Kal Yisrael, Talmud Torah of the Tzibor. So it's saying it's for you to not do your own thing, even if you're talking about Torah, still that's like a lesser realization of the the objective of the Torah, which is Kal Yisrael, is involvement in Torah. So that's like a bizayon. So it's mechayev you, but pischa was mechayev you to be silent. And you're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to, right? No, right. You're not allowed to talk. That's the first pshat. The second pshat is based on a different pasuk, which says V'azne kalham el sefer haTorah, and all the nation was listening to the Torah, right? Azne kalham el sefer haTorah. So he said that's a different idea. That's not that it's a bizayon to talk, but it's that it's a positive chiyuv to listen. It's like it's an activity of the tzibor, of Talmud Torah of the tzibor, and you're part of the tzibor. So it's mechayev you to listen as well as they're listening. It's an action of the tzibor, so there's a chova of kriyas Torah, and you're a chova on the tzibor to be involved in Talmud Torah. So insofar as you're there, it obligates you to participate. How do you participate? By listening, like the Rambam says, you're supposed to sit there quietly listening, paying attention to what they're saying. So that's not. So it's like there are two different problems. One is that talking is a disgrace; it's a bizayon. Two is if you're talking, you're not listening, and you're chayv to be listening. He said, arguably enough, Kamina would be, is let's say I just want to space out, put my head down, something like that. I just want to sit there in space. Okay? Literally, pretend like I'm looking at the Chumash, but totally thinking about something absolutely, entirely different. So according to the first one, it's fine, it's not a bizayon, you're not doing anything. According to the second one, it's like you're falling short of your obligation, because it's Azne Kalam, I'll say, you're not Azne Kalam, I have to be listening. That's what the Rambam said, you're supposed to be listening. You're quiet and listening to the paying attention. So they're two different. They're not mutually exclusive, but they're different. They're two different problems. Okay. And then not only that, on both of them, you can't do your own thing. If the tzibor is doing the laning, you know, you can't just say, oh, you know what, the tzibor is doing laning, I'm just going to learn Mishnah Berurah. Well, you're in part of the tzibor, and the tzibor is involved in this activity. You can't break away from them. You're obligated to be a part of the tzibor, and the tzibor is doing this activity. Okay? So that's what we did last time. Okay, so it's all well and good, but there's a big problem. Okay, a big problem. Tosus brings it up, and he has three answers, and Tosus in Brachos has a fourth. The problem is the Gemara in Brachos very strongly contradicts it. Okay? Because it tells a story. It says, I'll just read it a little bit beforehand because it's an interesting thing, which is a little bit of a side point, but it says, Amar Huna Bar Yudah, Amar Nachman, Amar Vam. Maidich Siva Ozve Hashem Yichlo. It says, those who leave Hashem will perish. Okay? So what does it mean? It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. Okay? So what does it mean? So I don't think it's a drash, but what does it mean? It says, "Zeh haminyach sefer Torah biyotzei." That's if the Torah is open, and you just walk out in the middle of laning, you just walk out. So you're like, "Ozve Hashem," right? Because like the laning is basically the realization of the Dvar Hashem. So So the Torah is open, and you just walk out. So that's a halacha. You're not allowed to walk out in the middle of laning. Okay? But it says, Rebbehu nafik ben gavra l'gavra. Rebbehu used to go out in between aliyahs. So that you could do. Okay? So you probably know that, but it's like it's a halacha. If you walk in, if you have to go to the bathroom, or whatever, you're not allowed to leave while the laning is going on. Or if you go into shul to go tell someone something, or whatever, and it turns out in the middle of laning. You're not in laning, but you can't just walk out. You have to wait till they finish the aliyah. If you get stuck in a long aliyah, then that's how it is, you know. Okay, then it says, the Gemara asks me, Psuka l'psuka mahu, take him. Rav Papa asks, so could you leave it between psukim? Could you just wait till it's self pasuk and then just quickly zoom out, you know? So the Gemara is not sure about that. It's interesting. It's in Chakira, you know. I guess if you have a slow laner, maybe you'll give a good pause on the self pasuk, you know? But the Gemara doesn't resolve that one. I don't know. I'm not sure what we hold. I think we hold the account, but I'm not sure. Okay, so then it says it's fine. So that's, you know, it's a side point. Interesting, but could be that's also Bizayon. Sounds like it. Right? Because Ozve Hashem, Michla. Just like talking is a Bizayon. To walk out in the middle, that's certainly a Bizayon. It's even worse. Right? You talk when you're in a public speaker. Someone's speaking, you whisper something to your friend, that's a Bizayon. You get up and walk out, that's also, it's even worse. I mean, you know, you try to make it look like you have to go to the bathroom or whatever, but I mean, it's...
Why is it even worse?
Well, it's like, at least if you're staying there and you just talk, I mean, it depends how you're talking. But if you're there, so at least you're saying, you know, the point is you're saying, this is more important. But at least if you stay there, you're saying, I want to be here, but I just have something to say. If you're walking out, it's like you're totally just abandoning it.
Well,
you know?
If you stay there, now you're making it worse for someone else as well.
Okay, so it's different. So they're different. In certain regards, it's worse than other regards. Fine. But arguably, it's the same type of problem. It's a bizayon. You don't walk out. You walk out in the middle. It's, you know, it's impolite to walk out in the middle of a speaker. If you have to walk out, you usually try to walk out in between speakers, right? Or somehow to sneak out, whatever. But it's a bizayon. It's etiquette. You don't walk out like you're in a bar mitzvah, someone speaking. You don't just walk out in the middle. Or you try not to. It depends. Depends how annoying the speech is or whatever. But typically, it's shunned upon to do that, right? Usually try to, you know, sit by the door, maybe. Something like that. But, yeah. Okay, so it goes like this. So then it says, Rav Sheshas Mahadar Ape Vigaris. So Rav Sheshas would turn his face and learn during laning. Omar, and he said, Anan Bididan V'inu Bididu. We're learning our thing, and they're learning their thing. I'm doing my own thing. Right? That's what he's basically saying. Look, I'm learning. I'm learning the Torah, they're learning Torah, they're learning Chumash, they're learning Parshas Tzava, I'm learning Maseches Gittin, I don't know, whatever. Okay? So you turn his face and learn. Rashi, Mahadar Vigaris, Mishnaso, Kishek Korah, Misefer Torah. Okay? So on the surface, this is openly against our Gemara, which says, Kivan Sheniftach Sefer Torah, Asur L'Saper, Afilu B'Dvar Halacha. Once the lady starts, you're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to, speak. In Dvar Halacha, even you know, speak even in Dvar Halacha, but you see, Rav Sheshas is doing it, right? So it's an open stira, right? And this is, you know, this is one of Tosis's jobs, if you will. He's like, you know, you learn this sukkah, sounds great. You learn this sukkah in brachos, sounds great. Rav Sheshas is saying, look, we're learning also, but Tosis knows Shas, and he's, you know, finds that the two sugyas on their own are perfectly fine, but they're like an absolute contradiction. Exactly what the Gemara and Sota saying you're not allowed to do, seemingly Rosh Hashanah is doing. Right? So that's the problem. Okay? So Tosus offers a few answers. Okay? So we're going to do them and try to understand them and compare and contrast and all that. Okay? So again, Tosus by us has three answers, and there's Tosus over there. There's another one. But for now, we'll do our Tosa. So Tosa says, it's Kimon Sheniftach. Sota Lama Tesla Nav. Kimon Sheniftach Torah, so Sapar Fil Dvar Lacha, Makshina Ni Perakama De Brachos. Tamar of Sheishas, Havi Mahadar Ape Vigaris, Amar Inu Bidid Uvanan Bididon. Right? Okay, so you just quote Sigmar Brachos. Umatsina Lameimar, you could say, De Mahadar Ape Shiny. If you turn your back, turn your face, then that's okay. Okay, that's his first answer. First answer is that if you're in shul and you're just sitting there and you start talking about something else, that's a problem. But if you turn your back, turn your face, and then you start learning or talking or whatever, that's okay. Right? Sounds difficult, right? Sounds worse, doesn't it? Sounds worse. Imagine you're in a speaker and you start talking. So that's disrespectful. You turn around and then you start talking. Oh, better. Turning around. What do you mean I was turning around? I wasn't facing you. What do you think you're hiding? Okay, so that's the first steps. Inami Rav Sheshes Shaini. Yishun Davi Mari Naim. So Rav Sheshes was different because he was blind. Okay? And everyone has excuses, blind people. For that. No, I'm just kidding. So what? He was blind. Davi Potter Mikriya. He was Potter from Laini. Why? Mishum Davi Dvarim Shebechsav Yathor Shamarom Rapa. So there's a halacha, which, you know, we're not really makbid about, but there's a halacha that Dvarim Shebechsav should be read Bechsav and not Rapa. Just like Dvarim Shebechsav should be Rapa and not Bechsav. Right? Like I said, you're not supposed to write down Gemaras, but we do Eis Lassos. So similarly, you're not supposed to be learning Dvarim Shebechsav. Rapa. Supposed to use a Torah or whatever. So it's saying he was blind. So how's he supposed to do lining? He would have to do a Valpa, but he can't do a Valpa. You're not supposed to do a Valpa. So therefore, he's Potter. Okay. So you'll say, okay, so he can't lane, but he could listen. Alright? So don't get an Aliyah. Someone else get an Aliyah. But keep on the Potter mi Korea. Since he's Potter from Korea, afilu b'shashmiya ha'yal yachal lasak b'dvar halacha. So therefore, even during listening time, he's allowed to be involved in the dvar halacha. Okay? V'hayu de ka'amar anan b'didan. That's why he's saying we are involved in our own thing. Kigon divrei halacha. Dvarim shad debalpe. That's what he meant. When he's saying we do our thing and they do their thing, it means that we do Torah shebalpe and they do enu b'didu b'dvarim shebechsav. But that's what he's saying. He's saying, look, we are blind. We can't do Dvarim shebechsav. So we blind people do Dvarim shebalpe. So that's why he turned around and said, listen, I can't, it's not for me. I don't do that. That's Dvarim shebechsav. How much is Dvarim shebechsav? I can't say balpa, and I can't see the Torah. So I do Torah shebalpa. But look, for them, they do Dvarim shebechsav. Right? So that's his second tats. Right? That's his second tats. Which is funny, though, because like everyone in the shul isn't reading it inside. Like, even though it's Bechsav, the Bakor is in Bechsav, but everyone else doesn't necessarily have a Chumash or a Torah. Right? So, but you listen. So why can't he listen? Right? It's not like he's laying, he doesn't have to lane. It's only one laning or seven laners or whatever. Right? Okay. That's the second tact. Lihu Mistabra Kapir Shabbin Khanana. The Mistaver is the Rebbein Chananel starts. The Pirish, the awesome Dafka Rav Sheshes, Ukayotzebo, the Tarasim Nasa. Now, that really, the only reason why that was okay, because Rav Sheshes is Tarasim Nasa. Since it's Tarasim Nasa, therefore he's allowed to get an exemption from laning and to do his own thing. But a normal person who's not Tarasim Nasa is our Gemara and Sota.
Why do you say Anan?
Maybe he meant Anan, us, the Aranoso guys. We do our own thing. I don't know, what's the first answer? So he turns his back. I mean, I don't know, it could just be a good question. Right? So it's funny though, because Torah's Aranoso, you think he's part of the mitzvahs, but from laning? I mean, laning is learning Torah. Right? So Torah's Aranoso, well, what's your excuse? You know? It's interesting. Okay, Aval Ha'ibna Ki Rava Sfirlan. But nowadays we all like Rava. Amar Rava, Kimish Niftach Sefer Torah, Ikanar Gemara. But if the Sefer Torah opens, you're not allowed to talk. Right? Presumably he means, because we're not Torah Sefer Nasa, I guess. Right? I think that's what he means. So Ibna, nowadays no one's really at that level, no one does that. So even though the Gemara says Rav Sheshes, Gemara and Brachos about Rav Sheshes and Gemara and Sota, we don't go like that. We go like the Gemara Brachos, and Sota, basically. The Gemara Brachos is specifically for about Torah Sefer Nasa, guys. But that's not the standard or custom. You know, we... I don't know, maybe even in Tosafot. I feel like Yerushalayim also said there was no Torah Sefer Nasa. I don't know, I think.
Is that for all the Tiritan?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think he's saying specific, because he's saying he's Mistabra like that Tarot. It sounds like he's picking that he likes that Tarot. And he's saying, according to that, that's what we hold by. But according to the Tarots of blind, then why should that change nowadays if a guy's blind? Or according to the Tarots that you turn your back, then also, what's, you know, that's a different thing.
But I guess if he's saying that this is the Tarot, then the other one's
Why
anyway.
Yeah, right, exactly. But I think, according to those other Tarotsim, it would still apply nowadays. I mean, since he's holding, though, that this is the best answer, so therefore it's not going to apply nowadays. Right? Okay, then he says, V'haida ma'adar ape asnei v'kasha. If he's Tarotsim also, and therefore he's Pater, so why do you have to turn his head? Right, so the first Tarot was saying that's actually what made it okay, because he's turning his head. But according to this last Tarot, he's saying, no, it was okay because he's Taras Manasa, or he's blind. So why is he turning his head? He says, Yesh Lomar, De Lohav Ya'orcha De Milsa, La Suke Vidvar Halacha, Ba'am Pei Tzibura, Ba'od Shehen HaSuke Mishmias Tara. It's like not proper. It's not proper while they're busy listening to the Torah, for you to sit there and do Dvar Halacha. So it's not proper. So when you turn your head, then it's okay. Okay? In other words, the technical issa doesn't really apply because he's blind or because he's Torah Sonoso. But still, it's improper. So therefore, he solves that by turning away. Because according to the first answer, turning your head really solves the problem altogether. It doesn't matter. That solves the problem. According to the third answer, second answer, now turning your head all itself wouldn't really solve anything. You have to be potter. Because either you're Summa or because it's Torah Sonoso. But then you still have to turn your head in order so that it's proper. Right? That's why in a certain sense, the first answer is arguing on the second and the third. Because the second and third are very similar. Structurally, they're similar. Because they're basically just saying that he's Potter. Now, there are different particulars about why he's Potter. Something about him made him Potter. Either because he's blind or because he's Torah Sonoso. But it's not really, you don't really learn something new about the halacha itself. The first answer is holding, is like limiting the halacha itself and saying is that as long as you turn away, it's okay. And we have to explain, first answer, how does turning your head help? And we have to explain the second, third answer is how does the fact that you're a potter help?
But it seems like
it's not clear what he means. It's not proper. It's like, what kind of thing is that? I mean, is it the Esther or is it not the Esther? Are you over something if you don't do it? It's a funny type of thing Tosis is saying. Right? It's not proper. Is that what exactly that means? We have to figure out. Now, and presumably, given that we're learning that there are two issues here, right, in the Gemara, you'd think that all these Tiritzim are going to have to deal with both of them. I would think. Right? I mean, if we say that there's two things wrong, like that's what we're learning, there's two things wrong with talking during laning. One is that it's a bizayon. Two is that you have a chova to listen. Well, then in theory, you're going to have to explain how Rav Sheshes gets around both of them. Think, right? With each answer. Yeah, with any answer, presumably you're going to have to deal with both of them. I think. I mean, it sounds a little bit annoying to do, but in theory, it would seem that that's necessary, right? And let me ask you another question. Okay, in the turning your back, right? Turning your head. Or I guess in all the answers. Is Rav Sheshes, in other words, like this. Is in the Gemara, in our Gemara, it says, you know, let it talk. Afilu b'dvahalacha. Okay? Afilu b'dvahalacha. Which means, Pasha, you're not allowed to talk about baseball. But even d'vahalacha. Right? Now Rav Sheshes was talking about d'vahalacha. Right? And Tosis is defending why it was okay for him to be talking about Dvar Halacha. Right? But would these answers equally allow him to talk about baseball? Like if you turn your head, could you turn about baseball? Or could you, if you're a Summa, could you talk about baseball? Or if you're a Taras of Naso, could you talk about baseball? I mean, I don't know if Taras of Naso is talk about baseball, but whatever. Right, but I mean, they talk about other stuff. Can you talk about your food? You know, right? Is the heter? In other words, are these terutzim only on the dvar halacha part of the iser, the chiddush that you're not allowed to talk even dvar halacha? Oh, but if it's dvar halacha, then rosheshes, turn your face, torah suma, torah sunaza. Or do you say no, that if these three answers are so strong, they could even allow you to talk about other stuff? Right? I'm just throwing that out there as a question, right? Yeah, okay, so I'll give you a straw. So the Rishesha says, so they're learning their thing, we're learning our thing. Right? And it says, the Rishesha says, he was learning. So all you have evidence for is that he's able to learn. I would think on the surface, you say, the Gemara Sotah says you know how to talk. And the only thing is you have Rosh Hashas, who's saying he's to learn. But on the surface, I mean, you could argue the point, it's not 100% clear, but on the surface, there's no reason to think that this is matering doing anything. It's just matering you to talk about Torah. Right? For example, according to the first Taras and Tosi, you turn your face. Could you turn your face and talk about sports? I don't know. I guess it depends on your svara. Depends on the svara, right? Of why it's okay to turn your face. How they get around the problem. I mean, it's not bad. So Rafi's saying that this. I'm just going to work it out a little more. But that there's two problems in theory, right? One problem is the bizan to be talking. So he's saying, but here he's learning Torah. So he's saying is, look, they're doing the parsha, but I want to learn whatever. So malacha. So he's holding, that's not a bizan. That's not a bizan. I'm doing some more advanced learning or whatever it is. So it's not like I'm saying, because that's your argument. You're saying it's not a bizan of the guy, it's a bizan of Torah. But here, I'm learning Torah. That's why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I want to learn Torah. So you say it's a bizan of Torah, I'm learning Torah. But that's problem one. I mean, we were trying to learn, it's also dar halacha also because of, but you could just say, Rosh Hashanah isn't holding that. He's holding, or the Gemara Bracha is holding. No, in terms of the Bizayon, it's not a Bizayon. It's not a Bizayon, and it's Vila Duran Halacha. Because it's Bizayon in Torah, right? Right. If you're trying to embarrass the guy, Bizayon Vaz of the guy, so then you're still Vaz of the guy. But you don't Vaz of the guy, you're Vaz of the Torah. That's the Bizayon here. So he's saying, it's not a Bizayon in Torah if he's learning. That's what he's saying, Anan Vididon. But there's the other problem. Is that the laning, you're part of the tzibor, and that's mechayev you to be engaged with the tzibor. That's what laning is. Laning is an activity of the tzibor, and you have to, you're part of the tzibor, so you have to listen. Right? Oh, but he's saying turning your face away, basically he's saying, I'm not part of this tzibor. Because the tzibor is sitting around doing laning. And now what, why aren't you listening? Well, you're part of the tzibor. You're involved in there. You got to be involved in the activity that Tzibor is doing. But here, he's turning his face away. So by turning his face away, listen, I'm not part of the Tzibor. Now, normally, a normal guy's not allowed to do that because you're chayiv, because it's a bizayon. A normal guy isn't allowed to do that because it's a bizayon. Right? It's a bizayon to just turn away. So you're going to turn away and talk about baseball. So this might be true that you've removed yourself from the Tzibor and you're not in the chova. But at the same time, it's a bizayon because you're talking about the baseball. Right? You still are there, and you're talking about baseball. But for him, the fact that he's learning Torah makes it that he's not a bizayon. And the fact that he's part of the tzibor and he's mechayev to be involved in their activity, so turning away separates yourself from the tzibor. You say, look, I happen to be sitting here, but I'm not part of them. I davened already, I this, I that, whatever it is. So as long as you're sitting with the tzibor, then you're basically a part of the group who's doing Kriyas Torah. So now how do you not? So now you have to participate. But when you turn your face, you're saying, I'm not part of the group. I'm in the room, but I'm not part of the group. Now, is that a disgrace to just leave the group who's doing this and you're just leaving them? Well, it depends what you're doing. If you're doing Torah, and it's manifest, so it could be if you walk out, then I don't know why you're walking out. It's just like it was a design. You're just leaving. Why are you leaving? Oh, I don't know. Who knows? But here it's manifest why you're leaving. You're not leaving. You're turning around and learning Torah. Right? So it's clear that's what you're doing. So it's not a bizayon. And you're not part of the tzibor, so you're not bound by their chova. We were saying as far as that, yesterday at least, or whatever, Monday, that the laning is like a kriya of the tzibor. And it's a bizayin for you to just say, I'm not interested in laning in the reading of the tzibor. Because you're like degrading the laning of the tzibor. So I know we were saying that, so you could just say the Rashi doesn't hold that. It's possible to say, look, he'll learn laning is laning, learning is learning. So he holds the Dvar Halacha. The problem with Dvar Halacha is if you're still sitting there. Because if you're sitting there, then you're supposed to be listening. So it could be Rosh Hashanah is holding, though, but in terms of Bizayon, that's not a Bizayon. Or you could say, is this true, there's a value of the Kriya of the Tzibor, but he's at a whole different level, and he's involved in the highest level of Limud, and he's on an Anubididu and Amididon. So I'm not just saying, oh, I want to do my own. See, if you just maybe go to Chumash. He says, look, they're doing Tzitzavah, and I'm saying, you know what, I'm going to do Bereshis. Well, what are you doing? The Tzibor's doing Tzitzavah. But if you're going to an entirely different area, you're doing Torah Shabbat Peh, you say, look, I'm not doing Torah Shabbat Peh, I'm not doing Torah Shabbat Peh. So maybe you'll say, like, that's not a Bizayon. That's not saying the Yachad is greater than the Tzibor. It's just saying I'm involved in a different area of Limud. That's not where my head is right now. Right? So the saying is, that's not a Bizayon of what they're doing. But if you're doing the exact same thing as them and you're just doing you know, Tosha Rosav, maybe you could argue that and that would be a problem. I don't know, maybe not. The problem is, I feel Dvar Halacha, maybe that was the point of Dvar Halacha, even though you're doing Tosha Balpah, Dvar Halacha, maybe still, the Tzibor is lining, and that's a Bizayon. I mean, it could be that, but maybe that's what Rosh Hashanah is arguing. Rosh Hashanah is saying the only problem of doing Dvar Halacha would be. Because you're in the Tzibor, and the Tzibor is this machayev you to be involved, but if you turn your face, so then it's okay. Now, apparently, I mean, maybe this will help us get this clearer, but the second and third Teretz don't buy this. Right? Because they hold, if not for the fact that Rosh Hashanah was a blind, or a Taras Anoso, you wouldn't have been able to do this. Right? Turning your face doesn't help, wouldn't develop the problem, right? So they hold, apparently, you need the fact that he's Potter, right? And that somehow solves the problem. But the fact that if you're Chayiv, he wasn't up to a Potter, then he really would be a problem. But since he's Potter, then it's okay, but then you still have to turn your back, right? So maybe we could do is to, you know, if we're a little bit shaky about whether this first answer is convincing, the second and third answer, I think it's not. So maybe we could gain more clarity by trying to compare what's the svara of the first answer versus the svara of the second and third, which are going to say that turning your face doesn't really get you out of this problem. You know, that's a good step. Maybe go further. But the first step is that they are holding that if you're chayiv and leining, if you're bar chiyuva, you're not blind, you're not Torah Shabbat, so you're chayiv and leining, you're part of, you're like everyone else in Klal Yisrael. So the Yechvar of the Chalva of Laning. So you're in the Tzibor. So you're Chayev to be involved in the Tzibor. Now when you turn your back and say, I'm not part of the Tzibor. Well, who made you not part of the Tzibor? They don't hold that you have a right to break away from the Tzibor and say, I'm not doing the activity of the Tzibor. Why, what do you mean you're not doing the Tzibor? Chayev doing the activity of the Tzibor. Right? In other words, it was the first Mandam where it's learning, the first Teretz, it's learning. It's true you're in Shul. But if you turn away, then you say, look, I'm not part of the Yom Tzibor. Oh, look, I'll go leaning somewhere else. I'll do this. Look, if I didn't come, I wouldn't be part of the Tzibor, so I'm not part of the Tzibor. It sounds like that's somehow the machlokas, is could you bow out of the Tzibor? And so far as you're there, do you have a right or an ability to remove yourself by turning your back? It seems like they don't buy that. They say, yeah, if you're Potter, then you're removed because you're Potter. So it's to say, there's no reason to say, like, you're not obligated. Right? Like, yeah, like, I did Dav Ma'ar, I'm going to go to Shul and Dav Ma'ar. So I'm not part of the Zibor. I'm just doing my own thing. Why am I part of them? But if they're laning, I'm Chayiv, so then I'm caught up in their activity. So Rosh Hashanah, though, since he was blind, so he wasn't involved. He had Tzoros Anoso. He was on his own schedule. So he happened to be in the room. Okay. Now, look, it's not right to just be like, as if you're just ignoring them. So turn your face away or whatever. But it's because, intrinsically, he wasn't really part of them. But once you're a Bar Chiyuva, then you're inexorably tied to them, according to the second and third Teretz. Right? So maybe we could try to define better what's that question. You're right. Tosfos as a whole is holding it's not a bizayon in terms of learning Torah. So if you learn Torah, that's not a bizayon. But they have the other issue about the fact is that you're part of the Tzibor and you're bound up by the Dilchov of the Tzibor. So the first Teretz is saying you turn your back away and then you get out of that. Second and third Teretz say, no, you can't get out of it unless you're Potter. And then we have to define what that question is. But it's not going back on the fact that there's not a bizayon because you're learning Torah. And this way, it also they all answer the question the same way, is you can't talk about baseball, because that's going to be a bizayon problem. So that's not going to, you know, it's not going to help. None of this is going to help you for that, because that's a different problem. Right? And even if you're a suma, you're not going to talk about baseball, because that's a bizayon problem. That's the other problem. Right? So if we could give the, if we could define that last step, I mean, then we're still going to have to think about the Torahs a little bit, but it seems that we got the first versus the second and third is to try to define whether or not turning your face gets you out of the chova of the tzibur, right? Question. Let's say I'll ask you about, according to the second and third Torahs, by virtue of what are you part of the tzibur, right? Because the first Torah is saying, look, he turns his back, he's not part of the tzibur. So if I'd ask you, but according to the second and third one, by virtue of what is he part of the tzibur? Okay, so it sounds like the makom is that you're the makom in general, the minyan is in a makom, you're on one makom, so you're together in the shul and whatever, so they're leaning. So but simply by virtue of being present with the tzibur, so you're involved, you're a part of the tzibur, right? You're part of the tzibur, right? And therefore, look, unless you're not a bar chiyuva, look, if you're not a bar chiyuva, so you're not shaykh to the whole thing. So you happen to be there, well, you don't have anything to do with it. But insofar as you're a bar chiyuva, so it means you're involved in Kriyas, the Kriyas Torah applies to you, and you're here, so now you're part of it. Okay, but what is the first answer going to say back to that? It's interesting, even the first mandamar is going to say, if you don't turn your face, then you are part of them, right? He's not just saying it's like in your head. If I think I'm not part of them, I'm not part of them. No, it's not true. You are part of them. You have to do like a ma'isa of mochiach, that you're like poresh from them, right? That you're separating yourself, and you're saying, I'm not involved in this activity. They're involved in the activity, I'm not involved in the activity. But if you're just sitting in shul in your row, and everyone's sitting in shul, then you're part of it. You are part of it. By virtue, you're simply your mochiach, you're part of the tzibor, you're involved in what they're doing. But since you're mochiach, that you're not interested, because by turning your face, so then that separates you. But seemingly, the second and third tarots are holding, no, if you're there, I don't care if you turn your face. Your presence there makes you part of them. But that, I think that needs to be defended a little bit, because why should your presence there, I mean, you're turning, it's like in your own shul. You're in shul, you go into Marv, and you're a Dav Marv, and you're sitting in the side that I'm learning. Well, you're part of the Tzibor. Why am I part of the Tzibor? Because I'm there. I'm learning my own thing. I just happen to be in the yeshiva. I learn in the Beis Medrash, and they start davening. Why am I part of them? I'm doing my own thing. Right? I'm not doing it. Right? So it's like, it's funny to say that I become part of the tzibor simply because I happen to be in the same room. Right? And look, I understand if I don't do anything to separate myself, then you'll say you become swept up because you're indifferentiable from anyone else. But insofar as, look, I'm not interested in doing their laning. I'm doing my own thing. I turn my face away. I'm like, well, why? Now what? Now you're throwing me into the tzibor? Who put me in? Why am I in the tzibor? Right? So maybe it's because, like, what does the tzibor do? Right? What's the activity of the tzibor? Like, in laning. They just sit there. I mean, they listen, but it's like there's no... So you turn your face away. Okay. Is there a halacha that when you're laning, you can't turn your face away? I mean, laning is about hearing it. It's not like, see, one of you davening Maariv, they're davening, and they're all davening it up, right? And I'm just sitting there learning. So I'm not part of the tzibor because I have no shaykhs to it. I'm doing something totally separate, right? So it's like, I'm simply by not doing their activity, by not actively saying Maariv, so I'm not part of them, right? But here, like, what's the tzibur do? They sit there quietly. And what are you doing? You're sitting there quietly. You hear. You're hearing. They're hearing. So it's like, since Kriyas HaTorah fills the room, that's the way it works. You have one shliach for the tzibur who lanes, and you, everyone on the tzibur, hears. So you stay, and you hear, and you listen. So maybe you hold, given that you're in the room, so now you're a part of the tzibur. Like, unless you're outside of the institution. Like, if you're a shulman, so you're not involved, you're not shayach to the whole institution. Or if you're a Torah shulman, so you're outside of this. You do your own learning. You have nothing to do with the tzibur's learning. You do your own thing. But so far as you're a member of the tzibur, you're in the shul, and you turn your back. Okay, so what's turning my back to? You know? So it could be, that's the question. It's like, in general, you would say, you're not part of the tzibur, so if you actively turn away. So you say, that's what the first mandamar says, by turning away, so I remove myself, I'm actively expressing my desire to part from the tzibur. I'm separating myself. And ordinarily that would work, in general, because what forces me to be part of them? But the second and third shita holds that since the role of the tzibur in laning is to hear, so your bodily position is almost like, it's like you're putting out, you're showing like you're not interested, but bottom line is you're sitting there and you're listening and you're hearing. I mean, you know, it's like, since the nature of the activity is a passive activity, so therefore turning your back doesn't do anything. You're part of that by being there, right? Whereas other mandamas are saying is it's true, intrinsically that would be the case, but I could separate myself off, even though it's true I'm sitting there, but you could also be artificially separate yourself off. That's the question. It's like, to do it, I don't have to artificially set myself off, I just don't daven. But here, it's like you're doing what everyone else is doing. It's just like by turning your back, you're not listening because you turn your back, but it's like you're doing like an artificial demonstration that I'm separating myself. Do you say that separates you? Do you say like simply a gesture could separate you, or do you say since like de facto you are part of them and you're hearing it and that makes you part of them? So given that you're part of them, so then you can't have to keep listening, you can't do something else, you're part of the tzibur. Right? Unless, again, if you're not shaykh to be part of them because you're a sumo, because you're then I have my own learning and on B'didan, or whatever, I'm involved in Toshul Pah, I don't have anything to do with Toshul stuff. So then you're not part of them. But so far as you're just a regular Jew who's part of the tzibur every other time, and they listen, and now you're just still sitting there listening, so you turn around backwards. Is there ever a time if you're sitting in shul, you turn around backwards, now you're not yotzei, or now you're not part of them? Is it make sure 10 people facing the same way? That's not true. So, but it's like here, it's like you're doing a gesture. That's what Rosh Hashanah is doing, according to First Tarot. He's doing a gesture to turn himself away. But it's merely a gesture. It doesn't actually separate yourself. So that's the argument. Does that work to pull yourself away? So what we have next, I guess, is the second Tarot is holding Rosh Hashanah's pater because he's blind. Now, presumably, the third Tarot isn't holding that, because it's bringing in that he's Torah Sonasa. I mean, that's a fact. He was blind. Right? So it's bringing Torah Sonasa. Right? And the first Teretz didn't hold that he was Pater, presumably, because it's answering because he was turning away. But if he wasn't turning away, presumably he wouldn't be, you know? And it's not Pashut, I think, to me. I mean, that the Teretz, a little bit forced, because he's blind. Okay, so why does that stop him from listening to Laning? So Tos is saying, oh, because since Torah Shulchsav, it's not Shulchsav, so therefore he's excluded. Right? But arguably, the other terutzim are going to hold. That doesn't hold water, because bottom line is, you still could listen. So why should it be pater from laning? Like, if a guy told you, I'm blind, am I pater from laning? Say, well, why should it be pater from laning? Well, I can't read it. Okay, so who's reading it? You only have 7 people reading it, why are you pater from, right? So maybe we should define that, machlokas, right? Whether that exempts you. And then the third answer also, presumably Torah Sonasa, is a Kiddush. Right? The other answers seemingly aren't going with that. But there's a Ptor for Torah Sonasa. And I would think the reason why it's a Kiddush is because there are din of Torah Sonasa like Pata from Tefillah. Things like that. Because you're learning, you're Pata from other mitzvahs. You're learning all the time. But here, you're learning. The Kriyas Torah is learning. So what do you say? I'm potter from learning? This is a mitzvah of learning. So it's not simple to me. I mean, maybe we have to look into Torah Sunasa a little bit, but it's not simple to me that you're going to be exempt from learning, from Kriyas Torah, which is a mitzvah of learning because you're Torah Sunasa. This is Torah. Right? So Torah Sunasa, you say, look, I'm not going to do Tefillah because I'm doing Torah. And Torah takes precedence over Tefillah when you're Torah Sunasa. But now Torah takes precedence over Torah? This is Torah. So why are you potter? So it seems to me it's a chiddush that's going to exempt them. And arguably that's the chiddush of the third teretz. Right? So we have to explain that. And then lastly, I guess we have to explain what the... Given that he is potter, why he has to turn away. The idea that it's not proper. Are we explaining that or no? We're saying he's potter, so he's not part of it. He's just saying... If they're sitting there learning... Yeah, maybe to explain that, right? Why is it not proper to doing your own thing? Well, right?
Yeah, we're only...
All right, why is it not proper? It's not clear. So just saying, even though it's potter because he's a tsuma, because he's a tsuma, so he's excluded. Fine, but he's not being potter. So what? Why is it turned away?